Hi everyone, welcome back to Friendly Horrors. This is a podcast hosted by me, Alejandra. I hope everyone is staying safe out there and staying sane. That is by far the most important things. So if you're new here, welcome. This is a podcast called Friendly Horrors, and it's a weekly podcast where I tell you creepy stories like unsolved mysteries, ghost stories, paranormal activity, legend, murders, conspiracy theories, and anything else that could terrify you enough to keep you up at night. The only problem is that I haven't really been able to tell murders because I'm scared of doing them alone. And that's as much as I'm going to go into it. So that's the horror aspect of the title, and then the friendly aspect comes from having friends and family members of mine on this podcast sharing their favorite creepy stories with me. But you know, right now due to COVID and all that, I am actually unable to have guests on the podcast with me. So that being said, I am doing shorter episodes that range between 15 and 20 minutes where I tell you some interesting, scary, and or dumb stories for that week. So today I'm going to tell you guys about a weird phenomenon. I'm going to tell you guys about a weird phenomenon that is known as the Mandela Effect. And to many people, this is considered like in conspiracy theory realm, but I didn't really know what to classify this as. It's kind of creepy, just kind of like, why does this happen? Something we question. So, basically, I'm going to discuss some that are pretty popular, but also ones that I wasn't really aware of. And so, if you don't know what the Mandela Effect is a shared false memory. Many people believe that this false memory is due to a glitch in the Matrix. So, like, something happened that actually happened, we remember it, and then the Matrix that we are a part of glitched. And the Mandela Effect is named after the South African civil rights leader and former president, Nelson Mandela. They believe that a lot of people remember him dying in prison in 1980s. Turns out that didn't happen. He didn't die until 2013. I genuinely remember the day I found out he died, and I wasn't alive in the 1980s, so I don't actually remember like thinking he was dead. But a lot of people claim that this happened, and around this time is when people started realizing a lot of the things they thought they knew were fake. So this this topic may be a little hard to do on an audio podcast, but I think it's something that's fascinating that should be discussed. So let me tell you guys what to think about. Let me tell you guys stuff to think about, what you guys can think about. Let me know what you guys think when it comes to these Mandela effects. Have you experienced these, or are these full of shit? You tell me. So the first one, besides the Nelson Mandela death, that I'm going to do is the idea that the Monopoly man has a monocle. Is that what it's called? A monocle? Let me tell you guys something. My dude, Mr. Monopoly, does not have a monocle. That's not that exciting. I think that people just morphed the idea of him and Mr. Peanut. R.I.P. dude, I hope you're doing well. And the reason I say R.I.P. is if you didn't know, Mr. Peanut died like around the Super Bowl time. So R.I.P. a legend. What was I saying? What was I talking about? Mr. Peanut's death? Okay, but something that I found more interesting about Mr. Monopoly was the fact that his real name is Rich Uncle Pennybags. I don't know what to tell you guys. That's his name. Legend. Okay, so the next Mandela effect that we are going to talk about is the one that people have been swearing up and down that Mona Lisa, you know, that famous painting by Leonardo da Vinci. Could you imagine if Leonardo DiCaprio just painted? I mean, he did paint the Titanic, right? Yeah, no, he did. Okay. I'm just really thrown off by the fact that I said Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, I don't think about him ever. I don't know why he just came up to my mind. Anyway. So, yeah, Mona Lisa, the famous painting by Leonardo da Vinci, is frowning. People swear that she is frowning, that she has been frowning for her whole life. It wasn't until recently that they realized that she, in fact, has a tiny little smirk. That's it. That's the whole theory. Is that what it's called? Theory. Okay. So our next one is one of my favorites, just because I think it's so simple, but there's so many people that believe in it. And this is the idea of the Berenstein Bears versus the Berenstein Bears. And so this is a children's book about a family of bears, and they're actually named after Jan and Stan Berenstein. So it is, in fact, Berenstein with an A, not an E. And that's it, again, for that one. These are so short. I'm sorry. So next one that we are going to do is... the next one is about my good old friend Pikachu. If you know me, you know that I had an obsession with Pikachu when I was about in middle school. I had a Pikachu backpack. It was like yellow. It had a tail. It had a little Pikachu. It was definitely a moment that really understands why, like, it really explains why people didn't like me. I'm not going to apologize for that, but I understand. So, people always think of the end of Pikachu's tail to have, like, black at the end. Sorry. And, so, let me try to pick a picture. So, his tail is shaped like a lightning bolt, and there's brown at the end by his butt. And then, people think that there's black on the other end, like, the end is just kind of roaming free. And the black thing is not a thing. His ears have black on the ends, on the tips, but the black is not on his tail, and if you look at a picture, it doesn't look right. I don't know why people would even think that this is a possibility. Like, it almost offends me. Leave Pikachu out of this. I am past the stage of the love that I once had for him, but I will always defend him. Me and him are good friends. Speaking of tails, people are convinced that Curious George has a tail. And again, he does not have a tail. Nope, not a thing. He never had a tail. And I never noticed how weird Curious George looks from his booty. This dude looks weird both with a tail and without a tail. So in all honesty, I've never thought about his butt like before, but I think now that I think about it, it was like a little nub. So I thought he did, I guess, kind of have a tail, like a little nub. But again, he does not have either of those things. All right. So the next one is kind of one that is not shocking, but just it kind of had me shook, even though it's not that serious. Well, none of these are that serious, you know, like, this is the way things were. There's no way that these companies can erase everything from the I guess it's a possibility. I didn't think this would be so... You're literally, right now, I'm gonna keep this in. You're listening to my brain going in circles, questioning everything. But these aren't things that I've ever thought about. So the next one that I was going to talk about is the Fruit Loops, like the cereal. People thought it was spelled fruit, like F-R-U-I-T. But it is, in fact, Fruit Loops. So F-R-O-O-T, like double O. And I'm just really confused by that statement. I'm really confused by the way it looks. I have not really thought about the Fruit Loops and the Fruit Loops bird. I didn't like Fruit Loops. I didn't think they tasted very well. Very good. But it doesn't look right either way to me. So I think they're both wrong. That's the end. That's my final argument. You're welcome. So after looking at a lot of, there's so many Mandela effects, but a lot of them did not affect me and I didn't care about, so I didn't put them in this episode. But if you guys are interested in more, I can definitely do more. There are a lot that we could talk about, I guess. But I was really curious as to why these things happen. Like, why do Mandela effects affect us? And why are so many people remembering things wrong? So I am honestly unsure about any of this because, like, I for a fact do not remember. Like, these things did not affect me at all. I've never thought about the Monopoly man with a monocle or without one. That one is actually one that it's like, okay, if he had a monocle, it's fine. But, like, again, these things don't really affect me. Like, it's like, do I care? But he does look like the kind of guy who has a monocle. So if you are one of the people who strongly believe that he has a monocle, it's in his pocket, guys. It's in his pocket. He put it away for the picture, and we're looking at his real life, not his social media. You know what I mean? So I was curious, though, like, why do these things happen? Why do so many people think, even though it's not, like, it's not true. So psychologists believe that this has to do with the misinformation effect. And this is where information that you learned after an event can interfere with the way it actually happened, which makes a lot of sense. So this is kind of people morphing ideas together, like I talked about Mr. Peanut. So I'm going to debunk some of these for you and why I think that people believe these things. So people remember the Monopoly Man because, like I said, he is similar to Mr. Peanut. He's a cartoon that is like the not advertisement. He's like the spokesperson, I guess, for this advertisement, this, you know, this marketing scam. I love marketing. I'm a marketing major, and marketing is kind of a big scam, but I love it. It's so good. It's so smart. Anyway. What was I saying? Oh, more debunking. People remember Pikachu with the little black thing because of Pichu, his youngest. Before he evolves to Pikachu, it's Pichu, and they do have black on their tail. So that's why you morph those ideas together. And you remember Fruit Loops being spelled like the correct way because that's how it is spelled. So you don't think about it being spelled wrong until you notice it. It's kind of like the FedEx thing. You know, when you see the FedEx and then you see the little arrow between the, what is it? The E and the X. Like, you didn't know it, but then once you, like, when somebody told you, you can't unsee it. That's kind of the thing it is with Fruit Loops. It's with all of these Mandela effects. This is not fact. This last part, I just added it, but yeah, that's all I have for this episode. I got kind of angry in this episode because it's not that serious, but, like, why does everyone remember these things wrong? And like I said, I don't know if I just don't care enough to remember these things wrong or not think about them enough, but Mandela effects are something that's crazy because I genuinely do not remember a time when I thought Berenstain was spelled with an E instead of an A. But that's also because I think I am partially dyslexic and don't know how to read or write. I am partially illiterate. But, yeah, that's all I have for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This epi was a little more chill, a little infuriating to some, and to others, you don't care. And that's fine, too. I have finals and papers due, so I just wanted to write. I just wanted to research something that was, like, a little simple, a little easy. And next week episode, if I end up posting one, will also be a little simpler, easier, and probably late. Because I think I'm done with finals on Tuesday. No, Wednesday. But it will be up later than usual. So, just wanted to let you guys know that. If you guys are watching this, listening to this as soon as it goes live. And yeah, I just don't want to lose the groove of posting, you know, weekly. So I will be posting next week, but it may be late. Just want to let you guys know. And anyway, this has been the 7th episode of Friendly Horrors. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys have any suggestions or stories to share about murders, ghost stories, creepy tales, etc., or have any suggestions on how to improve the podcast, please email me at friendlyhorrors@gmail.com, or you can leave a review on my Facebook page, Friendly Horrors, or you can find me on Instagram at my name, Alejandra Montes de Oca. Alejandra has 2 E's on my Instagram handle, but I'll be there. And then also, please remember to rate this podcast and share it with all your friends, family, and everyone in between. Because you know what? Engagement is great. And I would love to get any and all feedback that you could possibly give me. So thank you guys so much for listening during this time. I know it's rough for a lot of people, but I know it sucks. And it means a lot that you guys are listening to me and listening to these dumb ideas from my little angelic voice. I'm just trying to soothe you during this quarantine crazy time. Thank you for giving me your free time or your busy time just to kind of, you know, be in your own little bubble. So I truly appreciate it. And please come back next week to hear more creepy stories. I'll see you then. Bye.